This is the first Tisha B'Av since October 7th. Our first traditional Tisha B'Av since our modern day Tisha B'Av. I am grappling with the connection between these two days of mourning, trying to discern the relationship between the ancient Tisha B'Av and the events of this past year. In a very tangible way, October 7th has made this Tisha B'Av more real. We have been mourning for almost 10 months now. We are not simply trying to conjure up tears for the destruction of the first and second Beis HaMikdash, for the 10 martyrs, or for the victims of the Crusades. We are weeping naturally, burdened by the weight of our people's suffering throughout history, a suffering we have again felt deeply in our own time. We mourn the loss of nearly 1,200 victims from October 7th, individuals like Daniel Perez, Yonatan Steinberg, and Chaim Katzman. Since then, 329 soldiers have fallen, including Amitai Granot, Benjamin Early, Maoz Morel, Elisha Levenstern, and David Schwartz. And we have a poster in the lobby listing all of these individuals, each one an entire world. Thousands have been wounded, many suffering from profound psychological distress, and the entire nation remains gripped by the anguish of the 115 hostages still held in Gaza, among them Kfir and Ariel Bibas, Hirsch Goldberg Poland, and Naama Levy. The atrocities of October 7th were so harrowing that they have already inspired the writing of modern-day keynotes, adding to the long tradition of lamentations for our people's tragedies. Just as keynotes were composed to mourn the destruction of the 10 martyrs, the victims of the Crusades, and the burning of the Talmud in 1242, and most recently to lament the Holocaust, we now add keynote for October 7th to our collective mourning. One composed by the Israeli musician Yagel Harush tonight, and one composed by Rav Rimon tomorrow morning. Yet Tisha B'Av is not only a day to focus on our national tragedies. It is also a day to reflect on the causes of those tragedies, our own failings. As we cry out for October 7th and the continued suffering of our hostages, we must ask ourselves, have we considered our own shortcomings, our own sins, which have led to this tragedy? Now, it's a challenging question without easy answers. I am not a prophet. I cannot pinpoint the specific sins that led to the tragedies of October 7th. But we live in the shadow of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and we know from the Gemara in Maseches Yoma that different sins brought down the two Batei Mikdash. The first Beis HaMikdash fell due to the three cardinal sins of murder, sexual immorality, and idolatry, while the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of baseless hatred. The Maharal teaches us that during the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, there was no achdus, there was no unity amongst our people. After all, there was a Malchut Yehuda and a Malchut Yisrael. There was a northern king and a southern kingdom. Despite the lack of unity, the Shechina, Hashem's presence, dwelt amongst us, but it departed when they became tainted by the three cardinal sins. In the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, however, we did not merit the same Shechina, the same divine presence, but we had unity, we had Achdus. Once that unity was lost, the Mikdash could no longer stand. Today, we do not have open miracles. We do not have the Shechina. And our only hope for redemption lies in restoring that unity. Now, some may throw up their hands in despair, thinking that true unity is impossible. But the truth is, October 7th did not only awaken us to tragedy. October 7th also awakened us to the possibility of undoing the sins of our ancestors. Achdus, unity, is within our reach. We have witnessed it in the incredible stories of unity between religious and non-religious Jews since October 7th. Consider what Rabbi Yitzchak Neumann, one of the IDF soldiers called up to identify dead bodies from the October 7th massacre at the Shura military base, wrote. And I quote, "There was one particularly painful moment when we treated five casualties in a row and realized that they all belonged to a single family from Kfar Aza who had been murdered together in their home. I was privileged to assist in taking care of them and bringing them to a Jewish burial. And with all the carnage, he speaks of the feelings of unity that he has derived from his work. And he said the following, I felt in the most raw and concrete way how we are all one, united by blood and the covenant God made with our ancestors. Political parties, societal differences, levels of education, none of it matters here. We are all Jews and we are all in it together. We stood shoulder to shoulder. Me and my comrades from Battalion 926 of the Homefront Command, Shira the doctor who took DNA samples and fingerprints, Omri from the police, the angels of Zaka, Julia from the Ministry of Health, and Shlomo from the Chevra Kadisha, the entire spectrum of the Jewish family. I feel more strongly than ever that now is the time for us to work together, as we have been, to build each other up, to heal the brokenhearted, to be good to each other, to instill hope, faith, and confidence in God and his people. Tisha B'Av is not just a reminder of our tragedies. It reminds us that despite our differences, we are all Jews who have suffered as one nation. Our enemies do not distinguish between the religious and the secular, and we should not either. The unity in our shared pain on Tisha B'Av reminds us of the unity we need to heal that pain. And it shows us that such unity is possible if we remember that ultimately we are one people. And this is the vision that we all put into practice in the months following this tragedy. But the relationship between Tisha B'Av and October 7th is not one-sided. Just as October 7th has transformed Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av has shaped our response to October 7th. We do not see widespread stories of Jews renouncing their faith, fleeing Israel, or abandoning their religious commitments in the wake of these tragedies. On the contrary, the overwhelming response has been one of strengthening, Jews running to Israel, enlisting in the army, secular soldiers donning tzitzis, and asking religious Jews to pray for them and perform mitzvos on their behalf. Hamas thought that they could break us, but they have only strengthened us. And the reason that we have been strengthened is actually because of Tisha B'Av, because we have a theology that teaches us how to confront tragedy. We have a tradition of mourning our losses and then rising again, defying those who seek to destroy us, all while maintaining our commitment to God, even when we do not understand his ways. Our people embody the spirit of resilience, as seen in the countless stories of those who have lost loved ones, yet remain steadfast in their faith and resolve. Tisha B'Av teaches us to cry out to God, even when he seems distant. My daughter Leora read the following text at the Women's Kumsitz last night. And the text said, this is a text from a woman, Avigail Gimpel, that she sent to her family. It's 3:30 in the morning, and I can't sleep. Daniel and I just brought Gavriel to Jerusalem to join his brothers in arms as they head to an army base outside of Gaza. My boy is brave and beautiful, standing tall, ready to protect his people at all costs. I'm so proud of him, but I am fully dissolved in tears. This is my Akedat Yitzchak moment. We mothers of Israel are as holy as Avraham as he climbed the mountain with his beautiful, brave boy. We even took the same path as Avraham and Yitzchak did. Here is my tefillah to you, Hashem. Send a ram. Let its horns get stuck in the bushes. keep my son and all of our soldiers out of harm's way. Send them home. Keep them safe. We pass the test. Make the nightmare end. On Tisha B'Av, we pray to God to make the nightmare end. We cry out, Eicha, how can this happen to us? And we reflect on all our tragedies throughout history, now culminating in October 7th. We then contemplate the baseless hatred that led to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash and how, in the aftermath of October 7th, we have shown that unity is indeed possible. Immersing ourselves in Tisha B'Av tonight and tomorrow is not only an opportunity to bring merit to our brothers and sisters in Israel, to finally return the hostages and bring all Israelis home, but it is also a moment to strengthen our faith and resolve, a resolve that was so powerfully evident among all Israelis on October 7th and in the days that followed.